We are at war. And so, Mr. Speaker, Governor, Representatives, Senators, honored guests, and fellow Texans, both honorary and permanent, welcome to the future of our nation. If you're like the hundreds that have attended before you, these next 6 days will become some of the most unforgettable memories of your entire life. Patriot Academy is a week of fire and water. Water because Patriot Academy is, and you have heard it, taking a drink from the fire hose of freedom. Because it's refreshing, because it's nourishing, because it's more than you can handle, and because it's truly like water to a man who's been in the desert, giving hope when hope is most desperately longed for. But it is also like fire. It's been said that if you give a man a fire, he'll be warm for a day. If you light a man on fire, he's warm for the rest of his life. Now that is true, not from personal experience. But you're here at Patriot Academy to be lit on fire with what Washington called the sacred fire of liberty. May that be an all-consuming fire. Our generation, the epic generation, as Tim Elmore refers to us, the millennials, we've been faced with a challenge. Every generation, with every culture, goes through a phase of identity crisis, a phase of uncertainty, of abandonment by the leaders that we expected to do everything for us, and then of personal abandonment, where we abandon the faith and principles that we were given, and of determining who we will be when we grow up. Not just personally, but when we grow up as a society. We are society. We're growing up now. If that generation fails to find their identity, they fail to grow up. And so here we are, amidst a generation of leadership that never grew up. We have no idea who we are. We've lost so much, and willingly so. I think the best analogy of where we are is that we've had a 315 million piece puzzle placed on the desk of America. And there is no picture on the front of the box. You know that picture on the front of the box that you use? And you go, okay, this piece goes here, that piece goes there, and you kind of begin the sorting process? Well, we don't have that. We've been asked to put it together, to piece together the picture of who we are as a nation, or we will be lost forever in the ashes of history. America will be a name on a list: Rome, Greece, Maya, Persia, Byzantium, Egypt. We have people in the room who just witnessed the last coughs of civilizations around the world. And they've also witnessed the births of new hopefuls around the world who still aspire to do one thing in common, and that is